averagely okay, or most of what the league is okay. People, there are some little things that you ought to call attention to. Wasallallahu ala Muhammad. Shia. 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 Now the Shia, maybe arming or wounding or injuring themselves that they are doing is not just to commemorate the death of Hussein radiallahu anhu. They believed that their forefathers cheated or they cheated and they betrayed Hussein. They betrayed Hussein because there were words that said he should come to Kufa. So that they will give him as the fact that everything is okay for him, that the new people is very supportive to be the Khalifa. On getting to jail, they all deserted him, they abandoned him, they did not even give him support. So this makes the troops, the army of the village, to catch him and what? And kill him. So these people, they say, well, they are doing this in order to show remorse for what their forefathers did for Hussein. So with this, they are, enjoying themselves in order to show remorse for what their fathers did. So, and that's why this religion, their religion is a different religion from the religion of Islam. So frankly speaking, so recently, maybe some years back now, they were trying to cause some evil in Egypt as well. So this the new Sheikh Al-Azhari, Ahmed Tayyib, he said to attack them seriously. And immediately he was brought in, and the new Sheikh Al-Azhari visited Najaf. Another two words, the Shia, their brother, their leader, that. Now when they started causing harm in the society, he was not happy with that as well. Because everybody is saying that the Shia, their brother, mistaken. They are upon a different religion from the religion of Islam. The Quran is not believing in the Quran. You don't believe in your hadith. Those that you hold in high esteem, the companions, to them they are kuffar. So what are the relationship or the similarity between you and Shia? This Rawafij. So they are worse. Than the Kufar of the West. They are worse. They are more dangerous than the Kufar of the West. So all those who have been sympathizing with them, those who have been saying we are together, they all regretted it, except some new ones who are now taking Kondori, regretted it. In fact, there is a big distance between both of them. He defended them for years. But later he found out that what most Sunni in Egypt, they were now becoming Shia as a result of his own campaign. So he said when he left Egypt some years back that he could not, there was no single Shia. But now, so many Shia. Because some people, what he does want is what to see somebody with a very high profile, somebody tell them that, oh, they are your brother, they are this, you can do this, you can do that. So a lot of people have now started changing to Shiism. So that led to the disagreement between him and them. So where they were attacking him, so he was also attacking them. So the agreement that they had with them is that in the land of the Sunni, the Shia should not spread their religion. In the land of the Shia, the Sunnis should not come here to spread their. And whatever my agreement is that, if it's permissible for a Muslim to go to the land of Kufar to spread Islam, that is, I mean, in our religion, you go, you spread Islam. So now an agreement is that you should not come and spread the spread your belief here. Why they are coming to your understanding tremendously. I want Nigeria here, most of them have a gate ground in the north, in the longer and some areas like that. So we are not on the same religion. They are practicing a different religion from the religion of Islam because their belief contradicts the basic things of Islam. So Allahu a'lam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa 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 alayhi wa